Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, so time to find out how we're going to make that money this week. And I mean, how else am I going to pay my mortgage? Dolphins, last I checked, Dolphins are a 19-point dog. So every Friday at this time, we check in with our radio.com sports betting insider, host of You Better You Bet. It's Nick Costas. Insider calls are brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at indeed.com/hire. You can hear Nick, of course, on You Better You Bet every night on radio.com, on the app, and on the website. Nick, how you doing? Good morning.
Zaslow and Amber, happy Football Friday to you guys. Ready to make some money this weekend. How we doing?
I mean, I hope so.
Always ready.
What did we make of last night? I mean, last night I went in thinking the under was a very good play that obviously came in, but I thought there's no way you could possibly bet the Buccaneers.
Well, this was kind of my thought on the game. Like, I did a couple props on the game. I hit my Chris Godwin to score plus 240, a touchdown anytime. I lost my DJ Moore to score a touchdown anytime, basically because Cam Newton can't throw. If Cam could throw, DJ Moore would have scored two or three touchdowns in the game. The way I kind of analyzed the game on You Better You Bet was, if Panthers-Bucks last night was a 1 o'clock game on a Sunday with like eight other games around it, I would not have touched it. But the only reason I laid some money on it is because it was the only game, because I'm a degenerate, and because I want action on the football game. So yeah, that was kind of was my MO with the game last night. I actually, like, as far as the spread concerns, I vacillated back and forth between the Panthers and Bucks. I kind of felt like Jameis would have a bounce-back performance. He was okay. Cam Newton was dreadful, and I think that's the big takeaway from this game. I was really high on the Panthers coming into the year with the assumption that Cam was healthy. You know, all the reports throughout the summer, throughout training camp, were that Cam looked good, and with a healthy Cam Newton, I think that's a Super Bowl quality roster. And I know, and I'm not trying to be hyperbolic when I say that. I think the Panthers' upside with a healthy Cam Newton is tremendous. He's not healthy, though. I mean, he was terrible last night. I would say it's the worst game I've seen Cam play as a professional in the NFL. He's missing open receivers. They don't trust him to run the ball on fourth and one. I think that it's getting late early for the Carolina Panthers, and I may be looking to burn my over 7.5 wins ticket very early as well.
Now, as far as the Dolphins are concerned this weekend, and before we get to the Dolphins, you know, last weekend I would imagine, Nick, that you saw the story with the guy who, for Dolphins and Ravens, where he had a $30,000. Now, I grew up knowing it as Lightning. He had a $30,000 Lightning bet on the Ravens, -7, and he ended up winning $600,000. Did you see this story?
I did not see that story, but I would like to shake that gentleman's hand because that was a bet well done with the Ravens and Dolphins last week.
I mean, can you imagine that? Of course, Lightning, for people out there, although I forget the name that they actually use. Do you know it as Lightning? You know, it's when you bet the $30,000. Well, that was his bet. And any points over -7.
Yes. This is kind of, the name is escaping me right now, and this is going to kill me because as soon as we get off the air, I'm going to think of it here. But this it's becoming in vogue now, what you're talking about. I'm not sure what the exact term for it is, but there's a site that actually exists that, like, offers this, and I think it's, like, the only thing that they offer here. I forget the name of it, though, but yes, but you are right about that.
But, yeah, I knew it when I was in college. I knew it as Lightning. So for every point over the -7, you multiply that by your bet. That's what you win. And for every point that you lose, if it were under the -7, you owe that much money. So it's a very dangerous bet, Nick.
Yeah, I personally would not do that because, I don't know if I have the cojones or the testicular fortitude to do something like that. But look, like, that was definitely a great bet, 59-10. I mean, the guy must have been – I mean, look, the Dolphins were so bad last week, and, like, it's inexplicable that the Ravens keep throwing the ball down the field and, like, Brian Flores refuses to have a deep safety in there. Whomever made that bet, like, just seeing Hollywood Brown streak down the field wide open, basically. I mean, he must have been, you know, dollar signs in his eyes. God bless that guy. Great bet by him.
Well, what do we do now for the Patriots? Because they beat the Steelers 33-3. The Dolphins lose by 7 touchdowns to the Ravens, and now New England is favored by 19 this weekend against the Dolphins. So what do we do there?
Yeah, this is what you do. You're going to take your index finger and your thumb. You're going to put it over your nose so you don't have to smell what you're about to do. and you're going to bet on the Miami Dolphins on Sunday. You have to. Like, you cannot lay it with the New England Patriots. Like, if you're going to bet this game, you either take the Dolphins or you do absolutely nothing. Like, this is not the ACC Coastal. This is the AFC East. This is professional football. Like, an NFL team should not be favored by 3 touchdowns on the road over another NFL team. And I know the Dolphins are absolutely terrible and the Patriots are probably going to win the Super Bowl again. But, and I'm not saying the Patriots can't win this game 42-10, but you can't bet it. Like, yeah. It goes against everything that I stand for as a bettor to lay 19 points on the road. So here's what you do. If you want to bet the Dolphins, you're going to wait until like 12:55 p.m. on Sunday, because all the weekend warriors are going to log on and everyone's going to take the Patriots because no one wants to bet on the Miami Dolphins. You could get 20 in this game with the Miami Dolphins. And I do think that there's actually a decent handicap in this game for the Miami Dolphins. And look, maybe I'll look stupid. Maybe the Patriots put 60 on them and I look like a moron when I come on next week. But I think it's more likely that this is a ground and pound type game. Get the hell out of Dodge with the victory. Sony Michel bounced back after 9 carries, 8 yards last week. I think it's more likely that this is like 24-6 Patriots than it is like 63-17 Patriots. So I actually like the Dolphins a little bit with the points.
Do we have any live dogs that we like this weekend, Nick?
Oh, yeah, the dogs are live, and they're barking, and they're ravenous, and maybe they've got rabies as well. I hope so, to help my bets this weekend. I like the Minnesota Vikings, guys, are a 3-point underdog on the road at Lambeau Field. Here's the problem with that. The Vikings are better than the Packers. Green Bay's offense was atrocious last week in the season opener against the Bears, and it kind of gets glossed over because they won the game and Mitch Trubisky was terrible. This Vikings defense just shut down the Atlanta Falcons. They're going to do a great job against Aaron Rodgers. Mike Zimmer's defenses usually do. They will ride Dalvin Cook in this game. Diggs is healthy off the injury report. I think the Vikings are the better team. I think the Vikings win the game on the field on Sunday at the Green Bay Packers. And how about Sunday night football? You know, people are going to overreact to week number one. And I mentioned the Vikings defense and the job they did against the Falcons last week. Entirely different story this week. Falcons playing at home against the Eagles defense that gave up a ton of points last week to the Redskins. It should have been more. Case Keenum missed Terry McLaurin on another 70-yard touchdown. Really should have been more. I think big game for Matt Ryan. Big game for Julio Jones. Falcons are a short home underdog. Hashtag primetime home underdogs. Give me the Falcons to beat the Eagles outright on Sunday night.
Excellent. So, all right. So far, here's what we got. If you're going to play the Dolphins and Patriots, you got to go Dolphins plus 19. We got a couple of live dogs, Minnesota plus 3, Atlanta plus 2. What's our best play on Sunday?
Ooh, I mean, I really like the Vikings a lot. They're one of my favorite plays. How about this? I'm going to give you guys a total. And this is one that really stood out to me this week when the first time I saw it. And a lot of the experts that we've had on You Better You Bet this week on radio.com have kind of echoed these sentiments, kind of without like knowing that I felt the same way about it. So they've all kind of come on and been like, you know what bet I really like this week? And it's basically the same one every time. And it's the over in the Steelers-Seahawks game, which is currently sitting at like 46.5 or 47. I would have thought this number would have been set at like 51. But the Steelers last week obviously embarrassed, like you mentioned, on the road at New England, only scoring 3 points. The Seahawks, despite the fact that they won the game last week, like we're not that impressive in beating the Bengals and really should have lost that game at home to Cincinnati. I think bounce back spot for both offenses, specifically the Steelers. Ben's going to have a huge game. I think Juju's going to have a huge game. And we know what the Steelers like to do, inexplicably and stupidly, like to cover guys like Keenan Allen and Julian Edelman with linebackers. Tyler Lockett was double-teamed all week last week by the Bengals. Quiet week for him. The Steelers are not going to do that because the Steelers never do that. They're going to leave him single-covered. Tyler Lockett's going to eat. I think this game goes well over that total of 46.5 or 47 points. That's my favorite total play this week.
Now, finally here, Nick, again, our radio.com sports betting insider is Nick Costas. You better you bet every night, radio.com app and on the website. Monday Night Football, has the line moved at all once that Darnold was announced out yesterday? Does he have that kind of influence that the line can move at all with Jets and Browns?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And plus, this is a Monday night game, and they're going to take a significant handle on this game because it's the only game that's on, obviously, on Monday night. So the Browns were a 2.5-point favorite. It's announced that Darnold has mono. I would love to know how Darnold got mono. Actually, I do know. God bless the kid. The line reopens at plus 6.5 for the Jets. So the Browns are nearly a touchdown favorite on the road on Monday night. And here's how kind of sick and deranged I am. I was definitely going to play the Jets at plus 2.5 with Sam Darnold. Now that Darnold's out of the lineup and I'm getting nearly 7, and I don't think it'll close at 7. If Le'Veon didn't play, it could have closed at 7. Looks like Bell's going to play. But this is 6.5 or 6 on Monday night. I'm still taking the Jets. It is a crazy line. I don't care that Trevor Siemian's starting. It could be Ray Lucas. It could be Ken O'Brien. Get Vinny Testaverde out of retirement. I don't give a damn. The Jets are going to find a way to cover that number on Monday night. Hashtag primetime home underdogs. I'm going to take gangrene, despite the fact that Trevor Siemian will be starting in place of the mononucleosis, Sam Darnold.
Excellent job, Nick. Thanks a lot. Did we leave anything out for you guys? Plug something for You Better You Bet. Go ahead.
Okay, great. Yeah, this Sunday morning is the we are live here from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Eastern, and then the Action Network takes over for us from 12 to 1. Chad Millman, 12 to 1. On Sundays, You Better You Bet on the radio.com app. But from 9 to 12, it'll be yours truly with Ross Tucker and Danny Parkins breaking down all the games. So I urge people to check that out. Radio.com, the radio.com app, as we break down week 2, NFL Sunday. One college pick for you guys as well.
Yeah.
I don't love the card sucks tomorrow. Like, it's awful.
Yep.
Like, it's a horrendous card. Like, if there's one day to, like, go do something with, like, with your girl or your significant other, this is the Saturday to do it. But I will have some money on Syracuse tomorrow night, getting 4 touchdowns at home against Clemson. I'm not saying the Orange will win the game, but I think Hughes can do enough to stay inside that inflated number.
Excellent job, Nick. Thanks a lot. We appreciate you. We'll talk to you next week.
Appreciate it, everybody. Wishing you and all the listeners minimal sweats and winning bets and the absolute very best of luck.
All right, there you go. That's Nick Costas. He's our pal. Radio.com, sports betting insider. Insider calls brought to you by Indeed. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. And again, you make sure you check out Nick. You Better You Bet every night on the radio.com app and on the website.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.